This is Elise Hepburn, recording February 20th, 1957.
In January 1941, 16 years ago, Maurice Paul dictated this story to me, Ethel Hepburn. He said, "It was in 1921 in summer, after my return from the sanitarium in Odessa. I received my assignment to go back to my state, Vinnytsia. When I came to Vinnytsia, I looked up some friends where I could stay, reported to military, the commandatura, referred to State Soviet, and from State Soviet sent to Political Bureau. Then I was told to come the next day, and they gave me an address. I was not acquainted in Vinnytsia. Wanted to see the town. Wandered around until dusk. Went to the address. It was a cathedral, and in it I was put in a big room by a woman in charge of the place. Opposite me there was another couch, which no one occupied. I was so tired I fell asleep. Later I was awakened by someone that was shown into the room. There was no electricity, so he lit matches to see who was in the room. I also lit matches and started turning, feeling uncomfortable because the man did not speak to me or ask me who I was, and I did not ask, but I put my revolver under my pillow, for that was a time when you could trust no one. Ears strained, I heard him also draw out his revolver. Both lay quiet until about 3 a.m, a year-long night. As soon as daybreak, it was so uncomfortable for both that both started dressing, making almost every move together. He put on a boot, so did I, racing to see who would get out first. Outside the gates, I first breathed easy. As I turned to the right, my companion of the night turned to the left, and I glimpsed then that he was dressed in military uniform, as I was. When I came to the State Soviet building, I was first to be called in. The man said he would turn me over to another who knew my assignment and was familiar with the region where I was to go. He brought in the man who was to instruct me, and we discovered that we had met before. Thus, when I was a prisoner in Leningrad in 1917, in the Smolny Institute, when I was given permission before I was to leave to go to an outdoor mass meeting where Lenin was to speak, I decided that I must see him. I was advised that if I wanted to have a good place, I must go about 3 or 4 a.m. I started about 6, and when I got there, the place was jammed. I was much too far away from the platform. Tried inching up to it. A tall, husky Navy man stood like a rock in my way. He would not let me past. I was also being pushed from behind and pushed into him, and he got angry and gave me a terrific slap. So there we had met, and thus had we, unknowing, spent the night together. I spent 3 days with him after this, as we had the same assignment, though in different localities. 3 days of good companionship. He was a wonderful guy, older than I, and politically much more developed. I met him a couple more times at workers' and peasants' conventions. Each time, we reminded of each other of our night together in the cathedral."
Did you send my father?
This is Maurice Paul recording the song that made my mother, Ethel Hepburn, fall in love with him.
Помнишь ли летнюю ночь? С поля пахло дождем, тишине пред грязой замирала земля, как в ту ночь хорошо было слушать вдвоем мне украдко с тобой, дорогая моя, онемели цветы. Лес тревожно затих, свет зорницы дрожал темно-синей дали, и столпилась душа столько гряз молодых, что и мы, как цветы, говорить не могли. Темной сетью сплелись силуэты ветвей, пока мне золотой догорала заря. Та зря унесла лучи блеск наших дней, и шепнули мы ей, догорай поскорей. И потухла заря, и как фея любви нас окутала ночь в безмятежной дали, а гряза в стороне зажигала огни, и ревниво порой тихо вздрагивал гром.
This is Ethel Hepburn. My daughter Elise, whom you have heard singing, began to sing when she was quite a small child. And I would like to read you two or three of the songs she sang somewhere between 3 and 5. These are her going to sleep songs. Only the one of their names are known, only two. She likes to tell them who they are. In those days it was very hot in the land, and she said, I have no mother in my house. I did not build a house. I have not any house. Do you think I have a house? I have not any house. Our house has disappeared. It is all broken and cut to pieces. It has fallen into the hold. A sunny day is for her to go out and find all the people. The people are lost. They are far off and lost. A little boy said to her, well, I will take you to see your mother and father. She went with the boy, but she did not find them. He did not find them. She can hardly bear any more about her father. She had her stomach ache, and it made her mother cry. She could swallow, but she could not breathe. My mother said she would not pin a rose on me unless Miss Katie Marie would come. They went to the door, and the door was a poor man. And that was the day that we should say, Colleen, Colleen, Colleen. So Bella came up to her and said, are you a good little daughter? And Mr. Brown said, came up to her and said, are you clean? Are you clean? Are you clean? And she says, yes, Lisa is clean because God made me. Another song. It's cute, it's sweet, it's almost beautiful. When she sails off another day, she kind of thinks of brother. She thinks of all the golden plays. Oh, my beautiful child, go to my sister and tell her all the pretty things I have told you. I try and tell her more than ever, sweet, my childest girl. She gives me my dreams, my pleasure, darling. She used to be a peasant girl, but now we call her English. She keeps on talking all the day, on the radio, on the radio, and it is always English that she is talking. All of a sudden the horsey came. All of a sudden in the day he came crying. The boy has come to take her skating. In the window she lies, dreaming of running fast on skates down over the land, dreaming of seeing the March Hare. And this is the last of her story. All she has to play is 1,000 records, 1,000 records, and no one to play at them. What is a Lutch Monday? I am. I am the Lutch Monday that reads the story called The Dream of the Child's Nest. Another pixie song. I was the mommy, and she was the one that was going to be the prayer man. So when she was riding very close to the alley, the dog came and bit her very hard. But she did not mind. She thought it was a creature. And then we were living far from home, far from our deep love. Whenever I am there, my father is pasting things in my book with me. Little speckles of lightning go by the air. My little monkey is going along with my organ. I will sing you a good song and not a story. This will be a story song about a monkey. And when I am almost thinking that I am there, groups are chasing me. So I said to the little one girl, I said to her, where does she live? And she said, she lives yet still a far ways off, far from our deep love. Another song, Before Dancing. When we were by the cabbages, everybody did hear my song. So she found a little piper thing. So many things, she said, how can you breathe without praying or doing a thing? All around the center I sing me a song of Scotland. How can you sing a Scotland song? How can you stop? You must go on and on. More than anything that Russia sees, that Lisa sees when she's lying in bed and shuts her eyes. She doesn't say shut up to anyone, not any day now. Here comes Scotland, here comes India, here comes Scotland, more than anything, more than anything. So she could sing, so she came by day, and now the song is ended. Now I have to dance the song out. I have to go and do what I sing. As she's been doing and singing ever since. Oh, yeah.
I got a riddle. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Let me do it.
Boo, boo, hoo.
Hi, cat.
Don't.
What's the matter, baby?
What's the matter, baby?
Nobody's talking.
Who's there? Boo, boo, hoo. Oh, what's the matter, baby?
Little Hope.
Turn.
Hi, David. How are you? I'm in 2B. What grade are you in? I always get 100 in my spelling. Bye. The sun is shining.
Who's here to see you?
Mary Dell.
A monkey.
No, it's Mary Dell.
Tell them Mary Dell. See how we go Mary Dell. See like a toe, like a bow, like a Mary Dell.
You say that. Now you say something.
I did. I just said that. Lisa bum Lisa, the alligator Lisa, he like it, tall like it, bow like it, Lisa. David bum David, the alligator favorite, he like it, tall like it, bow like it,
Lisa. Playback, you say something.
You gonna
say? Oh, Judy, call
hello,
me
Daniel.
Up, Judy.
Boop, boop.
Hello, Daniel that? And Mark, and David and Jesse. And
happy birthday to all you family.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to Rachel, Kenny, and Danny, Mark, and Jesse, Judy, and David.
And if it isn't your birthday, happy unbirthday.
Happy unbirthday if it isn't your birthday.
Ha. Ha, ha, everybody. Ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha.
Now talk.
Hello, Rachel, Kenny. How are you?
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Boo! Hello!
Knock, knock. Who's there? Boo!
Get
boo!
Away.
What's the matter, baby?
Bop, bop, bop. How are you?
Fine.
How are you?
Fine.
How are you?
Fine.
How are you?
Good.
How are you? How are you? Into visible.
Yes.
Hello.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My country, dear, sweet little liberty of the IC. Land of my father's diamond, pilgrim flying from every mountain, God's let freedom ring. The door is open, 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 the door is open. There's a wire, there's a wire.
How are you?
There's a tape. There's no tape record. Yeah. I need.
How are you?
Fine. Go a little far away.
How are you? Please, Grandma, send to me a boot. A boot. Only shut up, Puck. Puck. Here, fox here, fox here, fox is here, not yox is here. Boop, boop, boop.
Mary Dell.
Boo.
Mary, are you done?
Woo, woo.
Don't you know any poems?
What's the biggest pet show in the world?
Cat.
Pennsylvania. Go ahead,
just talk. Okay, talk. You talk up there. No, I can't think. Okay, Judy. Hello, Judy. Hello? Hello, Judy. Roo. Roo. What are you doing, Judy?
Yeah.
A letter from Judy, letter 222.
Gina. G-I-N-A.
Only my mommy said it's for me. My brother tore up the whole family.
Oh, I saw the letter right up here. Right there.
Oh, that's
all about
that. I got a letter from you, Judy. What a stupid picture.
Judy.
Ray, pig. How are you, Judge?
What are you
going
to
be?
Gina, hey. What are you going to be? A lady?
Yeah.
Annie Oakley?
Yeah.
Look at that. Annie Oakley. Oh, wow.
Talk apparently.
I'm just saying,
Okay, see it.
See? Dragon and the dog bone. This snowman came rolling home. This snowman, he played one. He played knick-knack by my thumb. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. This snowman came rolling home. This old man, he plays two. He plays knick-knack on my shoe. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he plays three. He plays knick-knack on my knee. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Don't touch.
I'm a lot of fun, E-I-E-I-O, and I'm his father. He had a chicken.
Go on, Timmy. How will I send me? I'm gonna send you one by one for the little baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, so I will send thee. How will I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two for children and Mary.
Born.
The what?
Born in Bethlehem.
Introduce the baby.
Born for it.
Bye.
for the Hebrew children, four for the four who stood the door, three for the three old wise men, two for Joseph and Mary, one for the little bitty baby,
born
in Bethlehem. Children, go, I will send thee. I will send thee. I'm going to send you six by six, six for the six who didn't get fixed, five for the Hebrew children, four for the one who stood at the door, three for the three old wise men, two for Joseph and Mary, one for the little bitty baby, born in Bethlehem. Children, go, I will send thee. How will I send thee? I'm going to send you seven by seven, seven for the seven who went to heaven.
I'm going to
didn't get fixed, five for the Hebrew children, four for the four who stood at the door, three for the three old wise men, two for the Joseph and Mary, one for the little boy baby, born in the world.
That's the end. It's a
okay. Book. Where do, how do I turn it off when I'm... I'll just talk. I don't want to read that letter. I want to...
Do it!
David, please go away. You've had your chance now. I forgot to tell you that in my letter I had seen Salt of the Earth. I think I forgot anyway. If you can get a hold of it, you ought to. It's one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen. When you... Rachel, particularly see the picture. I'll let me know if you agree with me, and we'll meet somewhere and high ourselves off somewhere. Because if there's anything that makes you feel as extraneous as a city woman, this will. It's the most magnificent picture about women I've ever seen. Attended a Council of Jewish Women meeting this afternoon, which has absolutely nothing to do with. Salt of the Earth. As a matter of fact, I feel as if I would just as soon forget the Council of Jewish Women. We had an Indian speaker who tried to and probably succeeded for the most part in making the women believe that everything in history happens as an accident. Go on away, please. Because I can talk louder than you, and if you, when you start talking, I'll make more noise. He said he's not particularly proud of India's role as a neutral, because it happened as an accident. There was a vacuum to be filled in it, and India just happened to be there filling the vacuum. You know, there has to be two warring sides before somebody can be neutral, and after World War II, there just happened to be two power blocks, and talked on and on in the same vein about how India happened to get its independence at the time that there were two opposing factions in India, communism and Gandhiism, both of which were very strong. And just about the time that the Gandhiists or the Gandhi movement had the slightest bit more strength than the communist movement, they were granted their independence. Therefore, they had the Gandhi philosophy, follow the Gandhi philosophy and not the communists. This was all very accidental. And he was quite a demagogue, and a couple of times I tried asking him a question, but he succeeded in twisting it around so much further that it seemed better to just let what he said originally go and forget the whole thing. Anyway, as I mentioned in my letter, I'm going to be on the board next year, and I wonder even more wonderingly whether this is the proper place.
Poo-poo!
Oh, David, it's not being too ridiculous. I'm the yak on 6 years old. I just listened to the part I had played before and realized how stiff you, how stiff can you get. I sound